ABC Radio Australia.
Time now to talk about rugby sevens, because after their men's team stole the headlines by winning a second Olympic gold in a row for Fiji, it's time for Fijiana to shine now after they took bronze in the women's event and came oh so close to making the gold medal match, having already knocked out the reigning champions Australia in the quarterfinals. The Fijians took the tournament favourites New Zealand to extra time before losing 22-17. And the referee, in the eyes of many, didn't exactly help. The Black Ferns went on to take gold, beating France in the final, while Fijiana made history anyway in the playoff for bronze, beating Great Britain 21-12 to become the first women's team of any sort from the Pacific to win an Olympic medal. We can cross to Tokyo now to speak to the team manager and head of women's rugby development for the Fiji Rugby Union, Vela Nothakini. Vela, good morning to you and many, many congratulations to you and the team.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
It must have been an extraordinary adventure for you, because to get to the point where the girls were hanging those medals around their necks, I mean, there's been months of lockdown, months away from home. I mean, this has been a hard, hard road that you and the team have had to follow.
Most definitely. First and foremost, I just want to thank the Lord for everything. When we came into the tournament, we were not even ranked the first three or the fifth out of all the teams that took part. But to come out with a result that is just beyond us, and that shows the great leadership that we have and the support that we have from home. And also, we also thank the Lord for the guidance and the wisdom. And like you said, yes, it was really tough, especially for the whole team, because we were on lockdown. We were training in isolation back in Fiji because due to the COVID-19, and a lot of it was that just to safeguard, and we were really desperate to come to the Olympics, and our goal was to reach the podium, and we did just that. And we also proved to the world and also to Fiji that we have local talents in our coaching, the coaching system that is in place. We have all local coaches that brought the team across, from the head coach, the assistant coach, even our S&C coach. We don't even have a video analyst, but still we reached that stage. That's just beyond me.
Some of the players also that took part in the Olympic Games have only been in the game, I think, for a year or so. I mean, that these are really raw talents who've obviously reached a peak very quickly.
We have, and they haven't even played in a HSBC series. We just picked them from our local tournaments at home. And for that, I'm thankful to Fiji Rugby for the support that they have. Even though we still need more support on the ground to identify these players. These players come from other sports, but they, because of other sports, there's no pathway, so they move to rugby. And then they excel in rugby just a year, less than a year. And during COVID-19, we were having our competition back home, our FRU series, with just a few women's team taking part in the tournament. It helped our coaches to select the best. And they came through our development program.
Where do you think Fijiana and women's rugby sevens in Fiji will go from here? Because I know that after they won the bronze medals on Saturday evening, I think there's been a lot of talk on social media. I think a lot of direct contact with you from people showing interest in the game. Clearly, young women and girls in Fiji want to get involved in the game. I mean, is this, as it were, takeoff for women's rugby sevens now? Is it going to get bigger and bigger, do you think?
I believe it's going to get bigger and bigger. I think it's the new normal for Fiji rugby. The messages that we're getting and it's just, I'm overwhelmed. For years, we've been trying to get the buy-in from parents, from schools, to allow their girls to come and play. But the performance that this Fijiana did in just 3 days changed. It made a huge impact. And now it's going to be a tough road ahead, especially for me, working as a development manager for women's rugby back home. to come up with plans on how I'm going to cater and programs to nurture the new recruits, the new players coming in, not only the players, the coaches, the referees, that the interests that are coming in, and with the limited resources that we have back home. So now we're still here in the village. We leave on the 10th. So I think with the next few days, I'll be actually doing some plans on how we can do that and then present it back home on the new players, the interest that they'll be coming in to join women's rugby.
What about the question of resources? You hinted at it earlier that the men clearly have had a bigger share of resources than the women, but now that they've gone out and done what they've done on the international stage, and let's face it, you came agonisingly close to going into the gold medal match, and then you would have been up against France, who'd beaten you right at the beginning of the tournament, and everybody thought, oh no, this is going to be a disaster for Fijiana, and yet you picked yourselves up and went all the way through to the bronze medal. I mean, surely you've earned an equal share of the spoils now, haven't you, from the Fiji Rugby Union?
There's a change, but it's slow. And thanks to the current board, all the girls are contracted. They get the same allowance as the men. So the change is happening slowly. And like you said, when France beat us in the first pool match, but they went on to win the silver. For us as well, looking at the progress through the tournament, the girls didn't do bad at all. We could have done more, better, but anyway, for the equipments, I just want to take this time to thank DFAT, Australian government. They came in April, late April, to support us with some of the equipments, and just that help, that small help, it assisted us with the outcome of our games. For the past how many years, the head coach didn't even have a laptop. So with the support from DFAT, we're able to get him laptops. We're able to get iPads for the girls to actually watch the games, to review the games. We're able to video our training sessions and do some reviews. That was a huge thing. And for that, I really thank DFAT to come in April to support us with equipments.
One last question, Vella, after the success of Fijiana. Now, the men won gold, and those players who went back to Fiji, several of them, of course, went to Europe, but those that went to Fiji, I understand, flew business class. Will you and your team be flying business class when you leave Japan on the 10th?
Because they went back via Fiji Airways, from my understanding, because there's no flight back to Fiji but we are going via Australia, Japan Airways. But hopefully from Australia back to Fiji, I hope the girls will go on business class.
I hope so too. I think they've earned it. And I also hope that both Fijiana and Fiji get together and have a great big party at some time. Not easy in Fiji at the moment, of course, because of the COVID-19 complications. But at some point in the future, let's hope you get a chance to really celebrate with all the fans. But look, thank you so much for talking to us on the line from Tokyo. Enjoy the rest of the Olympic Games and many congratulations to you and the team. It was such a fabulous performance, and I can assure you there are a lot of people on their edge of their seats, not just in Fiji but in Australia too. I mean, we absolutely loved it, so congratulations.
Thank you so much for your support. Thank you.
Okay, Vella, safe journey back to Fiji. Vella Nathakindi there, who was a team manager for Fijiana. They won the bronze medal in the rugby sevens at the Olympic Games over the weekend, and it really was stirring stuff. And there's some real talent in that team, and it'll be fascinating to see what they do when they get back on the World Sevens Series, I believe, later this year, COVID-19 permitting. Vella Nathakindi, also head of women's rugby development, and she's going to have a lot of work to do when she gets back to Fiji. But let's face it, that's a positive. If the level of interest is going up, that's always a positive.